USA News. I'm Dave Collins. At least three people are reportedly dead after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The shooter was also confirmed to be dead, and there's no ongoing threat to the campus. UNLV campus will be closed the rest of the week. House Republicans are warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden.
That if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning. He's citing concerns about Republicans misrepresenting private testimonies from witnesses in the past. I'm John Schaefer.
The fourth Republican primary debate is underway in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy are the remaining hopefuls taking part. It is being hosted on News Nation. The Israel-Hamas war is in its 61st day. Israel says its forces are operating in the heart of southern Gaza's main city as it believes the Hamas leaders are being housed there. The United Nations and Israeli's ground invasion is creating an increasingly apocalyptic situation for Palestinians in the southern part of the region as food, water, and medicine are running very low. Taylor Swift is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. The pop icon was selected from a short list of nine finalists the publication unveiled for the honor at the beginning of the week. Dating all the way back to 1927, Time magazine has chosen the man, woman, group, or concept with the most influence, for better or worse, on the world in the past 12 months. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a special election to replace Republican Long Island Congressman George Santos. It's set to be held on Tuesday, February 13th. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, said they're trying to avoid another Santos-lying scenario by closely vetting potential candidates' credentials. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney says she may launch a third-party bid against presidential candidate Donald Trump. She told the Washington Post democracy is at risk as a result of Trump's continued grip on the Republican Party. Cheney released a new book yesterday and says Trump was the most dangerous man ever to inhabit the Oval Office. CVS is overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology.
The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage. This new approach employs a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Set to launch in 2025, this model aims to enhance transparency in CVS's drug pricing system. Executives anticipate that the shift in payment models may lead to lower costs for some drugs while potentially increasing expenses for others.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects that Monday. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.